the hard shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, all last week we covered across the station Ireland's commuter hell. You are telling us about the gridlock, the public transport defects. Well, we're looking for solutions today. It's a pleasure to welcome to the studio Dr. Kieran Feehan, chartered engineer, past president of Engineers Ireland, who've put forward a number of proposals in relation to capital investment in our transport infrastructure. Welcome to the programme, Kieran. What do we need to spend money on? What'll give us the best bang for our commuter buck?
Thanks, Ivan, and nice to be here. I suppose, first of all, for your listeners, if they want to follow in more detail, because we're only going to have a short period of time here, if you go to the Engineers Ireland website, engineersireland.ie, and download our State of Ireland report from 2017, from last year, we had a panel of experts who looked in detail at the whole transport area. So,
intercity, first of all. What could be done to deal with congestion there?
Well, the reality is, outside of Dublin, by far the most common mode of transport is cars, and that reflects the fact that we have a low density of population, and in reality that's not going to change significantly. We have certainly recommended that the M20 between Cork and Limerick should be built as a matter of priority, so that we're then linking up the whole Atlantic corridor from north of Tuam through Galway, Limerick and Cork, so that we can start to see those cities in line with the national framework for 2040, National Planning Framework, to try and build up those cities into a scale much greater than they currently are, so that we have an alternative.
Okay, well, speaking of motors, we had Dave on from Carly's Bridge in Enniscorthy yesterday, left at 5:50 a.m. and got to his office in Swords at 9:10. What could you do for him?
Okay, and he wants to continue to drive, yep. Ivan, presumably. Well, in my view, we should be building the Eastern Bypass. We should be completing the O around Dublin, so that we have an ability to deal with the fact that...
I remember 20 years ago, that was on the map. Was there a tunnel? It was to go around Sandymount or whatever happened to that, and how much would it cost?
Well, exactly, whatever happened to it. At the moment, we had what they call the C Ring, and then we built the Dublin Port Tunnel, which brings you into almost to the Liffey. The idea of the Eastern Bypass is to continue that, effectively to complete the O, so that you then have circulation in both directions. As we know, if you've got a breakdown on the M50 at the moment, the statistics tell us, for example, if we've got a fender bender right now, that will be fixed with the vehicle recovery and so on within about 15 minutes. That's typically what the statistics say. But it will take another 2 hours before the impact of the congestion that arises from that, for all of that to filter through the system. So we are...
How much would... what happened to the root of that? I know we have an objector culture in this country. And what would it cost?
Okay, in terms of cost, I can't tell you that from off the top of my head. The TII, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, again, are hoping and intending to have funding that would allow them to look at that. The most likely way to do it would be to tunnel. Instead of going cut and cover, would be to tunnel. We're also talking about having tunnelling, as you know, for the new metro project. So looking at going underground realistically is the way.
But where would it come out on the south side and come in on the north side?
At the moment, they have land take that, well, the north side is okay. The north side comes in from the M1 to the Dublin Port Tunnel, so into the port. So
it would join the port tunnel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That, it would come out either somewhere near the Radisson Hotel, close to Belfield, is where the land take is at the moment. But there are also proposals put forward to take it on underground all the way out and link up with the M50 close to where the N11 goes south. So again, if people want to go around the city, and particularly if they want to go from Balbriggan, or you're in the case of the particular case of your listener who wanted to go from Enniscorthy to Balbriggan, then he would have the option to go.
Okay,
much
public transport. What would be your priority there?
In Dublin, our huge priority is around Dart Underground. again, which again is
Dart
Underground, to link Houston Station, Connolly Station, Pierce Station with an underground ability, so that if you'd bring in trains from one that comes in, for example, from the Kildare side, that they can link around and go back up to the north side.
Is this between Houston and Connolly?
No, it's actually a circle again. Our emphasis is on connectivity. It's about joining up those individual heavy rail lines so that people can transfer from one to another and trains can go straight through. At the moment, the only way, you know, the most critical transport link in Ireland at the moment is the bridge that goes, the overhead bridge that's at the Custom House. Everything that's going from the north side to the south side, with the exception of a few that are going through the Phoenix Park, comes over that bridge. And that is the capacity bottleneck. So you're looking to loosen that up to allow a much greater capacity in heavy rail. And heavy rail is really the way to take in large volumes of people.
But what about Metrolink, Metro North?
Metro North, we certainly welcome it, but again, we would say we need to be looking at other high-density lines like the Lewis. Effectively, with Metro North, we're going to get a new line north, which is great, but we're upgrading the capacity of an existing Lewis line. So we need to have Metro North, but we need to be looking at other Lewis lines. Bus Connects, certainly, we would be very supportive of that, because, again, it's about connectivity. It's about being able to allow people to move from one part to another without necessarily doing it by car, because we have a huge capacity problem.
And why are these solutions? Because, you know, we it's not for want of a national development plan. We have, up to 2030, 2040, a big launch in Sligo earlier, months ago, about it. You remember all that brouhaha? A lot of the stuff you're mentioning wasn't in it.
Well, a lot of it is. We had been pushed, as Engineers Ireland, we have been pushing to at least allow the Transport Infrastructure Ireland, National Transport Authority and so on, to get on with the planning of some of these major infrastructure projects. For a number of years, there was a complete halt put to even the initial planning of these projects, because the provision of major infrastructure projects is it's a very long time period. We can't simply say, now we have a problem, let's complete
the ring. But do we not, Kieran, have a NIMBY culture that tolerates objectors, you know, whether it's a slug or a snail, whether it's devaluing property, that we just need to be a bit more Chinese about this and crack the whip and say, this has to be built, get on with it, suck it up.
We'd love to do that, Ivan, and you can see in China how they have produced an absolutely massive infrastructure.
Too much democracy. Over,
I think we all value the democracy that we live in, but there's no question. The problems with planning, again, my own company are based in Athenryan. We saw what happened there with the
data,
data centre and so on. So, you know, there has to be a recognition that everybody should have their say. There's massive environmental impact statements.
So you're for pandering to these objectors?
No.
Appeasing them?
No, we have to have a full hearing. But once you've had the hearing, I think we must limit how many chances people have to go back again and again and again to revise, because that is certainly stifling the development that we have.
All right. Well, fascinating food for thought. Some really big ticket items there. Dr. Kieran Feehan, Chartered Engineer and past President of Engineers Ireland. And if you go onto their website and you're interested in resolving the commuter problems, you'll be able to see their specific plans.